the paramilitary style attacks, people being shot with impunity, your clearance rate is 4%.
Yeah.
That's appalling, Chief Constable.
Well, let's say, first of all, people are not being shot with impunity, but people are being shot.
Well, 4% suggests impunity.
I'll come on to that. There is going to be a major initiative against the paramilitaries who still use this obscenity as a way of actually imposing their own power and will on their own communities. And this is something that goes back a long time, as people that live here know. And it's limited to a number of areas, but it is unacceptable and it is an obscenity.
But
it is a gross abuse of people's human rights.
It has always been unacceptable,
yeah.
But it is a sign, I would argue to you, of their power, of them saying to the police,
yeah,
we have control as the thugs in this area. When we can have a weapon, we can have bullets, we can shoot people, we can intimidate them so that they won't come to the police. And by the way, your clearance rate, it's 4%.
Let's talk about the clearance rate. And just, I spent a very good day in one of the areas most affected last week, which was Derry, meeting a number of people quietly and privately to discuss the problem, because I take a very personal interest in this, as do my colleagues. I think, first of all, I'll come on to the clearance rate, but the encouraging thing is people are telling us more and more about the people that are doing this. We never had that trust before. We never had that willingness to share. That can be anonymous, and with great courage, sometimes it's actually on a witness statement. But it doesn't really matter, because even the anonymous information, we can deal with these people, because a lot of them are involved in other issues and crime. The more information we get, we may not get them for the punishment shooting, but, you know, we'll bust a gut to get them for anything. But what I am seeing is genuinely more information coming. We'll be launching an initiative, which I want to discuss with the policing board first, but it'll be right on the front foot. There'll be a new hotline. There'll be a review of all the cases. We're going to be talking to community groups, because I sense year or 2 years
on
ago...
You said there will be a new initiative on punishment-style attacks. Give me a sense of what you're talking about. Because I'll tell you what, with my experience in Northern Ireland, this is a huge issue for people. It sends out such a stark message.
I think our work on community policing has earned us the respect and the trust in many of these areas that wasn't there before. And as a product of that, I'm seeing more information coming. And I think the time is right to ask the communities to really get behind their local police in taking out these paramilitary punishment shooters. Now, I sense that's the right timing, and we couldn't have done this, but we can do it now. So the initiative won't simply be about reviewing cases. It'll be a major, major community push, standing together to tackle these people.
But that's the community bringing information to you.
That's
so
right.
That's the onus on the community. What do you promise to give back?
We have invested £250 million, which we got directly from government, in better intelligence, better technology to deal with paramilitaries.
Well, it hasn't worked so far.
Well, it is working.
The 4% clearance,
Let's talk about terrorism, because...
Let's talk about punishment attacks.
Okay, 4%. Okay. Do you know, the reason for that is, firstly, the fear within communities itself. And I have to be frank about that. And you're right, Stephen. There is a fear. The obscenity in a European democracy of a father taking his child to be shot by appointment